Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowestpriceguarantee.
Off the ball breakfast.
The thing Hamer always said, when I took on this Ireland gig, the one thing I could be sure about was there's going to be a bit of dog in them. Then I realised there was no dog in them.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up today, James Tracy on the one thing missing from Ryan Baird's game ahead of the URC final this weekend. Fiona Hayes and Mike Sherry on how Sam Prendergast can build on this season's learnings over the summer. And Argentina named their squad for next Friday's clash with the British and Irish Lions in Dublin. First up today, the build-up continues ahead of Leinster's URC showdown with the Bulls on Saturday evening. The league organisers confirmed today that 30,000 tickets have already been sold for the final in Croke Park. Leinster are hoping to claim their first trophy since 2021 when they beat Munster in the grand final of what was then the Pro 14. They were comfortable winners over defending champions Glasgow Warriors in the semi-final the weekend just gone, winning 37-19 at the Aviva Stadium. Ryan Baird picked up the Player of the Match award last Saturday, producing a brilliant performance after a difficult season for both club and country. His ex-Leinster teammate James Tracy believes there's one thing holding Baird back from pushing on as a player. Tracy joined Colm Buhig and Adrian Barry on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
Is there something in him that is a weakness or the coaches don't fancy? Because like he's definitely been a long time sort of spoken about as an elite level player, like a first 15 player for Ireland. Is there something about him that is a big work on that, you know, the layperson like myself isn't spotting?
Well, I think he minus that moment, he was exceptional. You know, he was part of two turnovers. The very first kickoff of the game, he makes a really good shot, and Tommy O'Brien gets a poach, and then there's a another Tommy O'Brien where it's actually himself who manhandles and ragdolls Tuipulotu, and Tommy O'Brien comes in after him after a Prendergast chop, and they barge and turn the ball over, and he had loads of really good moments like that. He's exceptional at the line out. He has everything that he's all the ingredients you need. He's a freak of nature in terms of his stats and stuff like that. But it's the switching off for say the quick throw, that's what's held him back from being starting
that
for Ireland already.
Off.
Already. Once he irons that out, which he can do, he's a very bright guy, he will kick on big time. But it's is consistency throughout the game, because he can do anything. With the ball in hand, both sides of the ball, he's a freak of nature. He's got all the talents in the world, and he showed what a big performance he can put in on the weekend, and he showed that many a time. But it's his consistency throughout the game and not having those little moments of, and again, I've been very harsh, but it's just that's how what I feel is the difference between him kicking on now and being test starter for Ireland at six, or if he keeps having little moments like that in the game, because the very top end sixes and sevens and back rows don't. They don't miss moments like that, and that's, for me, if he can just get rid of those, he'll really kick on.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, or if you prefer watching, you can do so in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel. Now, while Baird was lauded for his performance on Saturday, Sam Prendergast has been criticised for certain aspects of his output in that Final Four clash. The out-half missed four of his six conversion attempts on the day, as well as a penalty, and his defensive shortcomings remain a major talking point from the season. Those struggles, plus his ongoing battle with Jack Crowley for the Ireland 10 jersey, has brought an intensity to what's been the breakout season for the 22-year-old. Former Munster players Mike Sherry and Fiona Hayes gave their thoughts on the young out-half, who could claim a first piece of silverware of his senior career with Leinster this weekend. They joined Owen Shehan on Monday Night Rugby.
There's no doubt he's under pressure. His kicking off the tee isn't where it needs to be. His defensive efforts aren't where they need to be. I don't think we should be naive enough to think that they're not working tirelessly on this internally, and he himself. And yeah, he is under pressure. I do think he'll start. I do think there's a quality player there who you know exactly what you're getting with Ross Byrne. But they've stuck with him. There is the option of bringing Ross on if it's not working. There is the option of Barrett taking over the kicking or else starting with the kicking to take the pressure off. There's also an opportunity for Prendergast. Yes, the debate is huge between himself and Crowley, but he's got an extra couple of weeks of rugby in the shop window. Like Crowley doesn't out. It's up to him to make the most. He's a quality player. His attacking play is exceptional when he's on form. His backline around him is one of the best in the world, envy of pretty much every club in world rugby. So, you know, it's up to him now to step up and make the most of this opportunity. And, I would back him to do so. But certainly there are alternatives there if things aren't going well. And look, he just has to accept that. I'm sure he would. But he's been given the mantle of taking this on. He's done well in certain parts of the season. He's done not so well in other parts of the season. And this is a big opportunity now for him to silence a lot of critics, go into the summer with a bit of a bounce in his step, going to the Irish Tour with some confidence built up and, really grab that jersey, because at the minute he's the guy in situ.
Yeah, and like again, even if we remove ourselves from the sort of binary nature of who starts and who gets benched, even in the context of Ireland, like it is worth considering how Sam Prendergast will improve. And like Cian Tracy does point out in the Indo that Johnny Sexton's full-time role with the IRFU obviously doesn't start till August the 1st, so he's going to go on the Lions tour, when this would have been a brilliant opportunity for both Crowley and for Prendergast to work with Johnny Sexton this summer. But because he doesn't start his gig until August, you miss out on your exposure in an Ireland jersey while having Sexton coaching you, which feels like a significant enough missed opportunity here, Fiona.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I know it's not the same, but I know Gareth Steenson has done a bit of work as well with the women's team, and there's definitely kicking coaches in there that that can go and do work. Johnny Sexton obviously was one of the best kickers Ireland's ever seen, and we know his style, and he'd know Prendergast pretty well, so it would have been a good time in that downtime for him to be there. And those games aren't, I suppose, a summer tour. It's about getting players game time. It's not a huge thing if things go wrong when you're on a summer tour, especially this one in particular, I think, with the Lions happening at the same time. So it would have been a good time for it. But I feel like these guys are around Leinster coaches. They're around so many different kicking coaches that it's just, even himself, it's having that time himself. You're in the midst of it. Sam Prendergast has been at it all season long. Yes, they go in and they're training and reviewing, and that's constant. But on those down weeks, you'd actually be amazed when you haven't to go, when you're told not to go to the gym or not do things, how mentally you can start studying different things got to do with your kicking. And I think even as an individual before that tour, in those few weeks, you would imagine he's a young guy, he's not going to want to take any minutes off, that he himself will be able to review things and have a look. And certainly when Johnny comes back, they look at that. But at that stage and looking at how he does things, he's not going to change anything he does in the run-up to his kicks or how he's approaching kicking. So I feel like it's more of a mental game, and obviously then getting a bit stronger around that kick and how you get more power in it. But there's nothing he will change in how he approaches his kicking, I don't feel.
And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
The sales are sizzling at Whole Foods Market just in time for the 4th of July weekend. Fire up the grill with savings on robust no antibiotics ever steaks. And there's more. Look for sales on meaty pork chops, made-in-house salmon burgers, and sustainable wild-caught sockeye salmon fillets. Get it all with same-day delivery or free pickup. Restrictions apply. Shop everything you need for 4th of July and beyond at Whole Foods Market, in-store and online.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live, you're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had this.
It's not like when we were young lads, Colin, there was no computers, there was no digital devices, nothing to keep you inside in the house. But now the way it's gone, everything is to keep you inside your house. When we were young lads, you couldn't stay in the house, or you'd have to watch country practice. I remember Len Farn.
There's a retro reference.
So, you're waiting for home to away at 6:30.
And there was also some of this.
It's not a pity shift, right? Like it's
a pity shift.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Do you mean that by Irish?
Nobody's taking pity on it.
When was the last time you had a pity shift, David?
Yeah. Rank your top five pity shifts there that you received.
It's this is a good hand in glove situation here.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app. And every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
Now, Argentina have named a 32-man squad for their game against the British and Irish Lions in Dublin on Friday week. Head coach Felipe Contepomi has included a number of established names in his selection for the meeting with Andy Farrell's side at the Aviva Stadium. It's the last game for the Invitational side before they set off on this summer's tour of Australia. Captain Julian Montoya, flankers Pablo Matera and Juan Martin Gonzalez, centres Lucio Cinti and Mateus Moroni, out half Thomas Albornoz, winger Rodrigo Isgro and number 8 Joaquin Oviedo are all included. Also in the mix is utility back Santi Cordero, who most recently spent 2 years with Connacht. Argentina face Steve Borthwick's England in 2 tests next month and have a clash with Uruguay before the 2025 Rugby Championship kicks off in August. And finally, some sad news today, as All Blacks legend Stu Wilson has died at the age of 70. The former Wellington winger earned 34 international caps between 1976 and 1983. With 19 tries, he was New Zealand's record try scorer until he was surpassed by John Kerwin in 1988. He played a crucial role in 2 series victories over the British and Irish Lions in 1977 and 1983, and was part of the 1978 touring side that beat England Scotland, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. At club level, he scored 54 tries in 89 matches before becoming a well-respected broadcaster in his native New Zealand after retirement. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
No offence, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling. A voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.